Well, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and what a gorgeous afternoon it is. I am so glad that you came along to spend this next hour with me and my very special guest. For those of you that are listening for the first time, I am a talk show host, a TV personality, a coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing long-term sustainable visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to affect change. You know, in my own life, I rose from a life of meager existence to a real life of bounty and joy, and that's what it is that I want to show to you. Now, what I want you to know is in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will learn here are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis and the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm also very proud to say that I am a cast member of the recently released movie The Journey, starring Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor. I'm also very happy to say that I was just filmed in the sequel. So many exciting things going on, truly exciting things going on. So here at Nothing But Good News Radio, it's about sharing things with you that will make a difference for you and always looking for subjects that are very pertinent and very on point. Now, before we get to today's guest, what I'd like to do is share with you today's G-note. What a G-note is what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop into your email box every single day. Now, this G-note says, dear friend, embody, envision, believe you are that person that you want to become. So you already hold the traits within you. In fact, it wouldn't be possible to envision the new person you would like to be if you weren't actually able to achieve that vision. Allow yourself to feel it and allow yourself to believe it. So true, so true. So what I would like to do is I would like to share with you today's guest. Today's guest is Gaylynn Grigas. And what we're going to talk about today is a very, very, very special subject. The subject we're going to talk about today is bullying. Now, today's guest, Gaylynn Williamson Grigas, is an author, psychologist, educator, mother of five. Gaylynn has a master's degree in psychology and a member of the American Psychological Association since 1992. Her most recent manual and training system, entitled Trigger Proof Your Way to Success, 12 Tools to Keep Your Cool and Confidence, addresses the issue of bullying in school, at work, and teaches people of all ages how to successfully hold on to their personal power and to keep their peace of mind. I would like to welcome Gaylynn to Nothing But Good News Radio. Gaylynn, are you there?
Yes, I am, Candy G. Thank you so much.
Did I get that Grigas part right?
You did. That was amazing. You're great.
I just wanted to make sure. But, you know, I'm reading your bio and I'm thinking, all right, anybody that has five kids should get an honorary master's degree in psychology.
That's right. It comes along with it. The five kids have really helped me enormously. You know, I always tell them they're my teachers. As much as I teach them, they teach me something every single day.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. So I want to talk a little bit. Let's go on. Is there anything about your bio that I missed that you really want folks to know?
Well, I think the important thing to realize is I developed Trigger Proof as a corporate trainer. I was working with corporations, with city government, all throughout South Florida and across the country. And the 12 tools that I developed came out of 12 specific issues that seemed to come up over and over again over the last almost 10 years that I've been training. And so from the training sessions, I took the notes as I was doing it, and I came up with these 12 issues that seemed to be reoccurring. And I created the 12 tools to address those issues. And that's where the original Trigger Proof Your Way to Success, 12 Tools to Keep Your Cool and Confidence, was born.
That's awesome. So what was the thing that drew you to bullying?
Well, once I had started to present the material, every time I presented it, the audience, and no matter where I was, would say, you know what, our kids need this. Our kids are having issues with this. And so I decided to go ahead and make the Trigger Proof Your Way to Success available and start the training as early as elementary school. Because getting your buttons pushed is a common theme in all of our lives. It's just everybody has a different level of vulnerability. So the first thing that the Trigger Proof Your Way to Success does is have a 35-question quiz. And the quiz helps you to assess your level of vulnerability. Well, I took the same material and I made it appropriate for elementary school, for middle school, particularly in the sixth grade when they're just becoming teenagers. It's almost like that preteen teen stage, as well as for high school and workplace readiness. And just so that I wasn't leaving anyone out, I made another version of it with the same 12 tools appropriate for educators as well as appropriate for families, because families get their buttons pushed as well. So the important part of it became, how are we going to address the issue of bullying, not trying to change that bully, because all of us know there's bullies around everywhere. There's bullies on the playground, and there's bullies in the corporate boardroom. The little bullies just go up to be big bullies and go to work. They're not going away. What we need to learn to do, and this is what I like about your program so much, is we need to learn how to empower ourselves and to hold on to our power. And that was really what drew me toward making this not only appropriate for workplace bullying, but also to start younger, because these same tools apply as much to kids. And if they have this stuff at an earlier age, my gosh, how different all of our lives would have been if we had an awareness of how to hold on to our power, how to hold on to our peace of mind when we were 8 or 9 years old, and then took those skills and continued to develop them day after day, year after year, until we got to the workplace.
You know, do you think that bullying is worse today?
I think that there's, because of the access of information today, particularly on Facebook, on the Internet, on any of the social networking sites, and the speed at which that information is disseminated, it makes it seem as though it's on a higher level.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to talk some more about social networking and bullying when we come right back. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. Stick with me. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back. I am so happy that you're here with me today on Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with my very special guest, Galen Grigas. And what we're doing is we're discussing the subject of bullying. Now, before we get back to our guest, I just want you to mark your calendar this Thursday night. Yes, this Thursday night, 4:28, the Women of the Roundtable are doing a benefit fashion show with the designer Zola Keller, and it is the Coral Ridge Yacht Club, and it starts at 6 o'clock. Just go ahead and go to thewomenoftheroundtable.com, thewomenoftheroundtable.com. We had so much fun last year, I have to tell you, and this year is going to be a bigger, better, more amazing event. I am so excited to see the incredible fashions that Zola Keller is going to show us on Thursday night. Plus, I get to see the MC. I get to be the MC, so I promise you we're going to have a lot of fun. So go check out thewomenoftheroundtable.com. Sign up and come join me for a great evening that will benefit the Children's Diagnostic Center. Yes, the Children's Diagnostic Center. So, Galen, we were talking about social networking and bullying because this seems to get so much attention and so much airtime, especially in the media. And why is it, do you think, that it is just, I guess it's an easy access to just say, yes, I'm going to throw something if I'm mad at somebody, but I'm just going to post it or put it out there. But this phenomenon about social media bullying, what is your conversation about that?
Well, bullying is a very purposeful action, and it is intended to injure, and it involves injury. It could be an injury on a physical level. It could also, and as we understand it, bullying is very much on a mental level. It's on a psychological level. And one of the things that leaves people most vulnerable, no matter what age they happen to be, is if they are feeling someone having power over them. And one of the sad things that people don't realize, Candy G, and you know this better than anybody, is that we each have our own sense of power. Now, I use the analogy of a remote control. So I say, listen, everyone has their own remote control. It's their power. And it's a very graphic and visual image because we all have remote controls in our home. So when I allow somebody to push my button, what is it that I'm doing then with my remote control? I'm giving it to them. They didn't take it from me. I gave it to them. And now what do I have to do? I got to get it back. And so it's very important in the very first part of this process of understanding empowerment. I was meeting with Melanie Kevorkian over at Nova University, and she's a well-known expert on bullying and has written on this for many years now. And I was showing her the program, and she really liked it. One of the main reasons is that the research is indicating now the best way to do anti-bullying is empowering kids, to help them understand that they have power and to not allow somebody to have power over them. And it doesn't matter if it's power over them in their mental thoughts, in their physical space, they can do something about it. They don't have to be the victim. And many times people just feel like that's the role that they have to play. They have the victim script, and they need to get out of the victim script and understand about empowerment.
And I would think that when somebody can get to the place where they can move, like you say, get out of the victim script or move from that place of feeling like a victim, that that's just going to help them in every aspect of their life, because so oftentimes people will be in situations as they grow, not just as teenagers, but when they grow through adulthood, where they just don't feel good enough. For lack of a better word, just not good enough. And so the personal empowering thing goes well beyond just the bully as being a tool for bullying, but just a tool for life.
Exactly. And many times the person who is, you know, being bullied doesn't realize that the bully, whoever that might be, if it's the bully in the workplace or if it's the bully on the playground, that person really is feeling disempowered. That is a cover usually for a very weak person. They have to push people around because inside they don't really feel that way. They don't feel empowered. They feel disempowered in some way. And so in order to exhibit some of that power, they like to push other people around or see if they can get a rise out of them in some way. One of the tools that I like quite a bit is called Don't Bite the Hook. there are potentials every day that people are going to put that hook out there and try to bait you and see if they can get you to bite the hook. Now, my 9-year-old sometimes is very vulnerable, and she says, you know, she comes home and she says, "Mommy, I almost bit the hook today, but I didn't do it." And she's so proud of herself. Now, here she is, 9 years old. She understands what that means. When somebody puts something out there, maybe they call her a name, maybe they, you know, try to do something to get a rise out of her in a negative way, and she knows how to avoid that situation, which is critical to really empower our children and not have them be vulnerable to bullying.
Well, you know what's interesting? As I'm sitting here, do you hear me sitting here kind of giggling when you're going, "Don't bite the hook." And you know what? It happens to everyone. It happens to folks. Oh, it's not just bullying situations, but it happens, I think, in every walk of life and in many, many, many different scenarios. What about when it comes to just personal relationships and one person in the relationship is a bigger bully than the other person? And learning how not to bite that hook. I think that's a great, 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 great way to say it so that folks don't just step out, you know, and grab it.
Exactly. And another one that I find is very helpful is keep the doorknob of your life on the inside. Now, and all of these have very visual graphics, so if you can imagine a person with a door kind of in the middle of their chest. And the doorknob has to be on the inside. Now, if the doorknob to your life is not on the inside, you're going to be way too open. And this is about personal boundaries. Everybody has to understand that they are in charge of their own personal boundaries. Now, having said that, some people don't understand boundaries at all. And they either, you know, overstep into somebody else's boundaries or allow other people to step on them because they want to make people happy and please them. And it doesn't work. It just isn't going to work. So we decide, and we have our hand on that doorknob, and the doorknob of our life is on the inside. So we decide how much we want to open that door, who we want to open that door to. And if we need to, we need to get that door and close it, so that we have good personal boundaries.
How early do you start teaching children about
these? Well, I have a 4-year-old, and when he was 3, and I actually have the curriculum so honed down that at 3 years old, I have a little keychain, and it has little keychain cards on it for the children, and each of the cards has a tool on it, and then after that, it has 24 additional cards, and each of those cards is a coping skill that the children can use themselves to help them either calm themselves down, give them other options of things that they can do. And it's very important to have these coping skills. You know, kids sometimes, they feel upset, they feel angry, they feel frustrated, and sometimes they vent that inappropriately because they don't know how to cope. I mean, I know adults that don't know how to cope. And so, but yet we expect children to, you know, somehow magically be able to cope. And so the keychain cards, my daughter has them on her backpack, and anytime she feels like she's getting upset or she's getting frustrated, she can pull them out. And so my 4-year-old saw, you know, me doing these with the 9-year-old, and he said, "I want to do them too," you know. So he sat down with me, and he looked at each of the cards and each of the graphics on them, and understood that. And sometimes he'll even say to me, "Mommy, don't bite the hook." And I'll just laugh. one of the tools that I have as well, tool number 11, is called "Every thought that comes into your head should not fall out of your mouth." Now, this is a very important impulse control tool, because we're free to have all the thoughts that we want, but every thought that we have shouldn't fall out of our mouth. And so for this one, I have a little smiley face, but the smiley face has a little zipper on it in a fun kind of way, because sometimes we just need to zip it. It's not important for us to say everything. And some of the things, particularly if they're going to be hurtful or harmful to ourselves or other people, don't need to be said. And so, you know, that's one of those tools that is very important, and we can learn that at any age, whether we're 3 or 4 or whether we're 34. or 64, you know, and some people still have trouble with impulse control. And so we need to be able to...
I think a lot of adults have problem with impulse control.
Exactly. And then they damage relationships. And part of this, and you know this so well, our success in our life, no matter what age we are, depends on the quality of our relationships with people. And that's why on my little badge that I wear when I'm presenting, it says relationship specialist. And that wasn't original with me. I was actually going through an airport, and I saw it on a person working in a kiosk had a badge on it, and it said relationship specialist. And if you can see now in the workplace, titles of supervisory and managerial positions are changing. It doesn't say, you know, department manager. It says relationship manager, because at our best, that's truly what we're doing. We're effectively we're managing our relationships. We're becoming relationship specialists, and that's going to help our success in our personal relationships, in our professional relationships, in our family relationships, and these.
Right, and that is the truth. It is all about relationships. Listen, do you hear that music? That means we're heading to another commercial break. This is your host, Candy G. We will be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. And we are discussing, well, we're discussing bullying, but we're discussing way more than that. We are really talking about relationship management, which is a really big deal in all aspects of life. Now, before we get back to our topic, you know I have a bunch of great announcements for you today. Mark your calendar. May 21st at 7 p.m., the honorary, the legendary, the celebrated Les Brown will be speaking. So I'm inviting you to come and join us for an evening of motivation and inspiration celebrating 25 years of Les Brown. Now, if you've heard Les speak before, you won't miss this event because you know that you can never hear him too many times. He is an absolute phenomenon in the speaking business. And if you've never heard him speak, take this as an opportunity to step out and see him, because the truth is he's not doing a whole lot of this anymore because he doesn't have to. And so I would like you to come out and join Les Brown and Friends. Oh, yes, I am one of the friends. I will be there with Les Brown, and we will be celebrating 25 years of his extraordinary, extraordinary speaking career. So I would urge you to call 954-724-0900, 954-724-0900, or go to www.arisebyvnp.com, or like always, you can contact me at Candy G, candyg.com, that's K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com, and I'll make sure you get all the info. But that's May 21st. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. So back to Gay Lynn and our subject on bullying and, like I said, relationship management. I really like that. I'm looking at your website, which is trigger-proof.com, and we'll make sure folks get all your contact information. But I'm looking at some of your tools, and one of your tools really has grabbed my attention. It says, avoid the misery addict bully. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a difference in a misery addict and a bully, although they do the same thing but in different ways. A misery addict is somebody who's like that vortex of doom and gloom. You walk into the office. You're feeling good, you had a good rest, you're ready for the day, and then you meet that person, and they're just chronically unhappy, and they're miserable. And, you know, we all know misery loves company, and who do they want to make their company? You. And part of the reason they want to do that is because they're energy vampires. They just suck us dry. You start talking to them, and they go, oh, you know, it's really getting bad around here, and it's only going to get worse. You know, and then they go on to tell their story, you know, you have to protect yourself. You have to identify these folks. The same thing with the bully in the workplace. A bully can be more of a person who's demeaning or humiliating or maybe combative. And if we're not prepared, we can inadvertently get our buttons pushed because we're reacting to them, which really makes us look bad. It doesn't make them look bad. And so we have to be responsible for our own behavior. We're responsible for our own thoughts. We take 100% responsibility, and that's important. And Candy G, you know as well as I do, a lot of people don't want to take responsibility. They want to point fingers. They want to blame everybody else, but they don't want to take responsibility for the part that they're playing in the drama that might be happening in their lives. And that's important. That's a very significant step. And
you know,
we have to defuse ourselves first.
And I think that piece is so important for folks to realize, because it is so easy to sit back and point a finger. But magic happens. Real magic happens when you can accept real responsibility and say, I'm responsible for me, regardless of what happens, regardless of what somebody may have done to you. Because the truth is, maybe somebody has been unkind or not nice, but you hold all the power. And you can really, really utilize that power when you can come from a place of real responsibility and throw a little integrity in that. And it's amazing things that you can do. You know, it's interesting. We're talking about the misery addict bully, and it's so easy to take a look at. You know, I do a lot of corporate training, and we talk about those folks that just love to sit down and talk about the guy next door or the guy in the next department or who didn't get what done so that their job couldn't get done, and on and on and on. And so I think that's a fascinating piece to be able to just say, hey, I'm not going to engage here. But I'm thinking about this, the bullying and the misery addict bullying, and just how I'm thinking about all of the news reports you've seen about the 13-year-old boy that killed himself because of bullying. And you say, how does one person, because oftentimes they bully in packs. You've got more than one person doing the bullying.
Right.
And how does one person who is really like the master bully, how does he engage other folks, especially young kids, to be part of what he's doing?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and it's a very valuable question, Candy. One of the things that we're doing, and I've just completed, the program has been approved as a pilot program to be shared in the Broward County Public Schools. And I've just initiated some training in the Miami-Dade schools. And I went to South Broward High School, and I did the training with the peer counselors. Now, part of what we need to do is to get these tools into the hands of the kids who need them most. And one of the strategies of doing this is going to be disseminating the information through the peer counselors. And I did a training with the counselors, and they found it incredibly valuable. Now, again, you know, we can't change the other people. I mean, we've all tried that as adults. We know it doesn't work. We can't fix them. We can't change them. We can't make them any different. They are who they are. We can't change bullies or their behavior. But what we can change is how we respond. And a lot of how we respond is about perception. And I know that you have a very thorough and deep understanding of how our own perception can either help us or hurt us. And so when kids understand this, and they understand it's not what's happening, it's how they perceive what's happening. And once they get a handle on this, this is very basic. We have a thought, it triggers a feeling, and the feeling triggers an action. Now, all we have to do is understand that if this thought is triggering me, then I have an opportunity at that point to change it. Maybe I don't catch it there, but the thought goes to a feeling. And again, when that feeling strikes us and it triggers us, we again have an opportunity. We don't have to respond to that feeling. We can just kind of take a little time, pause, and say, listen, is this really an emotion that I want to jump on? One of the tools that I have is refuse to take things personally. It's not about you. But when you make it about you, then you have jumped on the emotional roller coaster, and you're in for one wicked ride, and I bought the ticket, and you bought the ticket, and nobody likes it. And, you know, we wish we never did, but there we are on that ride up and down. So, you know, what we need to do for ourselves, for our kids, is teach them that people can say whatever they want to say. You don't have to take it personally. And if you do take it personally, then you're going to take that ride, and it's not going to be very pleasant. Now, there's a choice that you have. Don't buy the ticket. Don't take the ride. And when they understand that, I mean, it's just amazing to see their faces and their bodies turn and just kind of get this information and really start to integrate it. I love it. It's amazing.
So how early do you, I know you talked about your own four-year-old child, but how early do you start teaching these things in school?
I believe that at the, my proposal in the pilot program that I've initiated is starting to train them in the fourth grade. In the fourth grade, they're beginning to understand a power, how power is used, how power can be misused, how to hold on to their power. And so that's an optimal age for this program to begin. And so the curriculum that I have, Kids Trigger-Proof Your Way to Success, has an activity book, and it's for geared toward the fourth grade, along with the keychain cards that they can have on their backpack and use on a regular basis. Then the next level is teaching the parents, because it's great for the kids to have the tools, but the parents have to have it so they can reinforce it, and the educators. So we're looking at more of a comprehensive approach. How can we, and each of them is empowering the families, empowering parents, empowering educators. And we really need this today, because a lot of people are feeling disempowered, unfortunately. So how can we, again, change that perception around?
Well, you know, what's interesting is we have a lot of folks that listen to the radio show from all over the world. Even though we're on a local station, which is heard from the Bahamas up to West Palm Beach, we do have a worldwide audience, and we have some regular listeners. And one of our listeners from Tunisia, his name is Kamel, he sends a big hello to you, Galen, from Tunisia. And I don't have any idea what time it is there, but he's listening. Thank
wow.
you, Kamel. I know. It's very fun.
That's beautiful.
I know. And he's got always has great comments, as many of our listeners do. But he was just saying just that, but it's about getting the parents, you know, getting to the parents and getting them to understand as well. And I think that's such an important piece. Now, another thing that you said, which I think was very important, was the piece about understanding that the person is bullying because they're the ones that feel less than. They are the ones that feel disempowered. And that's the way that they try to, I guess, gain power somehow. Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct. Exactly. They have to, it's really a weak person who has to resort to a lower level of functioning. Remember, everybody has different ways that we can choose to respond in life. We can take a higher level, we can take the high road, or we can take the low road. You know, and I'm encouraging people as much as possible to take a high road. Now, the high road involves using the rational mind. And the rational mind is like the executive center. Here comes the little psychological part, okay? So we use this executive center. It's in the prefrontal lobes of our brain. And that's where we stay. And when we stay in that part of our brain, we're able to rationalize. We're able to think through. We're able to make better decisions. We're taking a higher level of functioning, higher level of brain functioning. Now, we also have a low level of brain functioning, and it's called the reptilian brain. It's down in the back of the head, more near the spinal cord. And at that level in the reptilian brain only knows two things, fight or flight. And that's it. And so sometimes when we get our buttons pushed, we're triggered to the reptilian brain and to that lower level of functioning. And that is, unfortunately, the worst place that we can come from. And there is no rational in the reptilian brain. All right? So if we're in that part of our brain, we're at our lowest level of brain function in terms of our human capacity. And, Candy G, you know, and I know, we have so much more in us that can be expressed in a more healthy, positive, constructive way. But we have to stay in that prefrontal cortex, in our rational mind, in order to access the high road. And so part of this is understanding, too, how that works in us as human beings.
You know, so one of our listeners is saying that, you know, people are bullied for no reason, or so it seems. Maybe it's the color of their skin, the way they talk, their size, or their name. And maybe sometimes young people are bullied just because they won't stand up for themselves. So what can we do to help teach them to make something better of these situations? And then the other question is, can families be held responsible for bullying?
Well, this is a very interesting question. I'm going to take the second part of the question first. Can families be held accountable? It has been there has been some civil lawsuits recently that have indicated that there is some responsibility, but they have been very difficult to prove. And there's been some lawsuits with some school systems, but those have also been very difficult. The interesting thing in the United States, let's just take it in the workplace, there is no laws in place at this time to prevent people from bullying in the workplace. There is in the United Kingdom, and other countries have laws on the books that prevent workplace bullying, but we don't have that in the United States.
Oh, that's fascinating. So, what do you do if you're a person and you're working and your boss is a bully?
Exactly. See, that's my point. So there's hostile work environment, yes, sexual harassment, yes, there's other things, but there isn't specific, there's 13 states have proposed legislation in the United States at this time to change some of the laws. But they're not in effect at this time. There's states now, and many states have adopted legislation that are geared toward preventing bullying. So, you know, in the schools, we're having a little bit more legislation that can help support individuals and families. But again, Candy, we don't want to have to just look to our legal system, because that's a slow process. When really there's a hurting child or a hurting family, we want to address the need immediately.
Address it right away. All righty. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about bullying in the workplace and at school and what we can do to empower just every aspect of our lives, our children, all of it. Hey, we'll be right back in 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Need help shipping? Amerjet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerjet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerjet is fast and easy. Schedule all call service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerjet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website amerjet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. Oh, this is such a great topic. I am so happy to have Galen Grigas here talking about bullying, not just in school, but in the workplace. But before we get back to Galen, well, of course, you know I have some announcements. I am so excited to tell you that we can send you mobile alerts just before Nothing But Good News Radio starts. If you want to make sure that you never forget that it's on Mondays and Thursdays from 3 to 4, we'll send you a little alert about 15 minutes before the radio show. All you have to do to get your alert is to the number 70,000, text the word Candy G, no spaces, K-A-N-D-E-E-G. K-A-N-D-E-E-G to the number 70000. And you'll get an alert on Mondays and Thursdays just before the show starts. I'm also really happy to tell you that Candy G Enterprises is about to roll out the most amazing program that it has ever done. One of the biggest announcements ever is just around the corner. Yes, I want you to keep listening. I will let you know when it's going to happen. Get onto my lists somewhere, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or on go to CandyG.com, sign up for G-Notes, get on the list, and we have got an amazing announcement that should be ready to launch in about 2 weeks. Oh, I am so excited, so excited. I have such a great thing to bring to you, but I'm going to wait until we're ready to go, absolutely ready to go. Okay, Lynn, is that a horrible of me to tease folks? But
No, it raises their anticipation. I can't wait to hear what you're going to do.
I can't. Well, the thing is I can't wait to launch, and the few people I've told about it, they're like, what is it happening? What is it happening? So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to tell anybody else what it is, but I want folks to know we've got such a big thing that we're doing that I'm just so, so, so excited about.
And I also wanted to compliment you on the work with Les Brown. Les is a very good friend, and I've known him from Detroit originally. And so I'm happy he's going to be coming into town and looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, so tell folks they need to get out and see him because they don't understand what they're missing, because this is not just another speaker. He is an absolute, like I said earlier, phenomenon in this industry. Are you from the Detroit area?
Yes, I am. Born and raised in Detroit.
Really? I've got family up there. My sister's in Detroit. Oh, we have to talk some more. I get up there a couple times a year.
Yes.
So that's pretty exciting. Very, 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 very cool. So we were talking about workplace bullying.
Right.
And
Go
ahead.
According to in the workplace, what happens is that bullying is kind of, it's just under the radar. And so, again, you know, I presented locally to the Human Resource Association of Broward County, and 60 HR managers showed up for the training on workplace bullying. And it was such a hot topic. I've been invited to speak at numerous places, including the State of Florida Conference coming up in August in Orlando, on the topic of workplace bullying. And people are looking for something that's solution-based. We all know the problem, but what is the solution? And the 12 tools in TriggerProof really offers them those specific solutions. One of them, and this is, again, so appropriate, not only for adults, but for children as well, one of the tools is evict people renting space in your head. Now, sometimes we're going to have negative encounters with people. It happens less than we really imagine it to be, but we do. And the reason that it makes it seem like it's more often is because we keep playing that negative encounter through our mind like a movie over and over and over. And you know as well as I do, Candy G, that our body does not distinguish between something real and something vividly imagined. And so when we imagine that negative encounter with that person, either the workplace bully or the bully that's at school, and we keep running over it. Our body doesn't distinguish between something real and something vividly imagined, and so all the stress, all the pain, all the anxiety keeps going through our body over and over every time we talk about it, every time we make a call, every time we tell the story over again. And so we need to evict people renting space in our heads. Kick them out. I actually have them write an eviction notice. You are out of here. You no longer have permission to haunt my head and rent space in my head anymore. Goodbye.
You know, I think it's such an important thing. You know, I have a listener that just sent me an email, and she said, "Help, I have a family member that is a bully. What do I do? I live with this person every day."
And I hear the pain in that, and it is painful to be in the environment. What we need to do is take care of ourselves. What's interesting is that every bully needs a victim, and so we have to recognize what part are we perhaps consciously or unconsciously playing or replaying. Here's that script again that you've spoken about, Candy G. And sometimes we have those scripts and we don't even realize we keep signing up for the same relationship. I don't do any individual counseling any longer, but when I did, and people were on the verge of, you know, perhaps separating or getting a divorce, I'd say, listen, work everything out that you can possibly work out in this relationship now, because it doesn't just go away by getting another person or doing a geographical fix. Those don't last. They don't work because you're still there.
So for the person that's listening, what kind of a script might she have going on that would allow somebody to continue to bully her?
A script of I'm not good enough and I don't deserve a better treatment. And I allow myself to either be a doormat or I'm trying to people please.
And folks need to understand that this isn't conscious thought, really. Explain to folks how it works so that they, you know, because somebody might be listening going, oh, no, I don't have those thoughts in my head.
Exactly. Yeah, of course, we don't have that thought like, oh, well, I'll just allow this person to walk all over me, or I'm doing everything that I can possibly do to please this person. Why do they keep treating me this way? And part of it is because oftentimes it has to do with self-worth. The self-worth, and it may not be with all people, but the majority of people that I've had the experience of working with have a low sense of self-worth and self-esteem, and they allow people into their lives who then treat them according to how they feel about themselves.
All righty. We're gonna head off to our last commercial break. Boy, it sure seems like it's short between breaks. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Candy G. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio, where we're always giving you tips and tools and things to make your life as remarkable as you really want it to be. Now, one more thing I want you to mark on your calendar. We have so much good stuff going on. Actually, it's two more things. May 12th at the Signature Grand, we are celebrating 100 outstanding women of Broward County. Okay, so I'm one. Come out and join me. Get celebrated as one of the 100 outstanding women of Broward County. You can email me, CandyG@CandyG.com, if you are interested in getting tickets and coming out. It is a lot of fun. And then the next night, May 13th, I'm going to keep your calendars very busy. And this is the second annual Bobby Rodriguez Orchestra Big Band Jazz Latin and Pop Concert. It is an extravaganza, and the proceeds go to the Prestige Club, which is the most remarkable organization run by the most remarkable woman. We're going to do a whole show on Prestige and the amazing stuff they do. But their sponsor, Rick Case, the Automotive Group of South Florida, wants you to come out and check out the Big Band Extravaganza on Friday, May 13th. So you can call 954-463-0222. And it is at the Mineachi Performing Arts Center at Nova Southeastern University. 954-463-0222. Or just go to rickcasevip.com. And like always, you can contact me, Candy G, CandyG.com, and I will give you the whole calendar of really cool stuff to keep you busy. You know, Galen, I love this conversation because so much of it isn't just about bullying. It is just about life and the things that hold people back in life. And if you can teach this stuff to kids when they're very, very young, wow, amazing what they can do.
Right. There, and I want to emphasize, there's a reason on the website it says trigger-proof. And there's a little byline, and it says it's the dash that makes the difference. And I use that dash as an acronym to help people to remember how to do this, because it's only that little dash of time between being triggered and being trigger-proof. And so if I might, I'd like to share that D-A-S-H dash and what that means to help people to remember that.
Absolutely.
The D stands for diffuse. And who's the first person we need to diffuse? Ourselves. We can't diffuse anybody else until we diffuse ourselves first. And the A is for analyze. And many times we have to analyze a situation. We have to be like CSI. You know, we have to look into it. We have to understand what is actually going on and ask questions. Sometimes we're reacting instead of responding because we haven't asked questions that we need to ask. So analyze. S is for self-talk. Now, the most important conversation that we may have all day long is the one we're having with ourselves. And many times our self-talk is so negative that we don't need somebody to push our buttons. We're pushing our own buttons from the inside because our self-talk might be so negative or discouraging. So we need to be our best cheerleaders. We need to coach ourselves from the inside. And we need to pay attention. I mean, one woman at a workshop said, you mean I'm talking to myself? She didn't even think about it. And yes, we're talking to ourselves all the time. So make sure that self-talk is as positive, uplifting, inspiring. That's what you're doing with your listeners every day, which is amazing. And H, finally, it's the smallest one, but it's the most important. Handle it and move on. Don't dwell on it. Don't keep going over it. Particularly if it was a negative encounter, handle it and move on. So that's the dash that makes the difference.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your website, and I'm looking at these. I just love these keychain cards. I love them. They're amazing. Do you make these for the corporate environment as well?
That's so funny that you asked.
Do you have big
kid cards?
I made
them for kids, and I take them to the adults, and they say, I need every one of these. I need this keychain for me.
And so they do.
It's very appropriate for all ages. And, of course, we teach what we need to learn, Candy G. So I'm teaching this because I need to reinforce it in myself every day and understand, because I get my buttons pushed. I mean, this isn't rocket science. My four-year-old knows how to push my buttons. And if I'm not consciously aware of what's going on, I can, you know, go into that a lower level of functioning and react and not really understand, wow, he just needs some attention right now. And he's trying to get a rise out of me so that he can get it. And kids will get attention any way they can get it. It doesn't matter if it's positive or negative. They're going to get it. So that we have to read those signals as well.
You know, our friend from Tunisia, you know, he says that, I want to say that many countries don't have the intention to create this kind of way of life for people, especially young ones. What's the solution? Holy cow, we are going global on this issue. And it's true, though, when you think about it.
It is true. It's choosing to live consciously, and it's choosing to live with integrity, and it's choosing to live with a sense of, you know, my own power, and I when I help to empower myself, then I can share that and empower others. And as a nation, as we're empowered, then we can take that empowerment and share it with nation to nation. And ultimately, we are a global community. We're not individuals. We're not just in separate nations. You know, we live on one planet, one Mother Earth. And so when we can unite around empowering one another and bringing peace of mind to our planet, one workplace, one schoolroom at a time, and that truly is my mission and purpose, is to bring that peace of mind into our world.
All right, we've got 2 minutes before we're off the air, and I can always tell when it's a really good show because it goes really, really, really fast.
Yes, thank you, Candy.
Take 90 seconds and or 60 seconds and let me know what you really want to leave the listening audience with today.
I would like them to stay in touch, and they can do that through the website trigger-proof.com, and I will answer those personally if they have questions that they want to ask. I put a blog out on that on a regular basis, so there's ways to be in touch that way. And if in the workplaces they would like to bring me in order to give some of these 12 tools to help them empower the workplace, I'm available, as well as for schools. And I made a commitment, Candy G, that to all parents that I spoke to, it would be my gift. So if you have a PTA or a parent organization and you'd like me to come in and help give you these tools so that you could pass them on to your children, I'd be happy to do that. Just give me a call. You can contact me through the website. If you'd like, I could give a phone number, and they can call me, and I'd be happy to come out and make a free presentation to their school or to their parent-teacher organization.
And that's trigger-proof.com. Do you have a corporate site as well?
That is my corporate site. That's everything. It's all
that's everything.
One.
Trigger-proof.com. Boy, this was a great show. I have to tell you. I so appreciate you, Gaylynn. This is great, great, great information, and it's great tools. It's really very great tools. So I want to thank you being here on Nothing But Good News Radio. And you know what I want y'all to do? You know, just get on out there and live this life like you really mean it. Hey, this is Candy G. Bye for now. We'll see you on Monday.